Hello. Tonight I am graced by the words of Lila Empson and Amy Hammond Hagberg. They authored the book entitled 100 Answers to 100 Questions to Ask Before You Say I Do. It can be purchased at Half Price Books. I got it for $4, and I believe it's a wonderful, frugal investment in knowledge that can really help singles out there that want peace and love and good understanding before taking the step into the commitment of marriage. And one of the topics they bring up tonight that I'll be discussing is how can you divorce-proof your marriage? We live in a culture where divorce and separation is a very common tendency, and the key to not being in that pool is prevention. And when we look at women like these that have authored this book, they share with us to critically view the importance of making a decision about marriage based on serious discussion and reflection on your interactions with that person and conversations with that person rather than just going with your gut. Because if you postpone or even cancel a wedding, it is far less harmful than rushing into a partnership that will have destructive impact years down the road. If you come from a divorced family when you were growing up or even in adulthood, there is pain there. And it is important that you share how that breakup impacted you emotionally. Talking about it will give you and your intended partner a renewed commitment to each other, and decide if the marriage lane is a route that you would like to go. The best way to prevent a divorce is to acknowledge the marriage vows and have an understanding of them, and that divorce is not an option. But in order to really have that in your mind and stick to it, you have to have, in our viewpoints, that relationship that's centered in Christ, that submits to Christ, and then you're able to submit to one another with Christ leading. If you're dealing with feelings of guilt from a previous relationship, remember that God's forgiveness is always there and nothing can separate you from His unconditional love. And one of the best ways is to never take each other for granted, to treasure and appreciate that person. And you can learn how to appreciate and treasure people in just your everyday life to build that character development and to build those skills. Malachi 2:16 tells us that the Lord hates divorce, and He wants